Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, June 18, 2020. I'm Rich Stravolino. The BBC reports that, according to sources, the UK's National Health Service has decided to cancel its current centralized coronavirus tracing app and will shift to a model that uses Google and Apple's Exposure Notification API. The agency has been testing both models, with the centralized model proving more accurate with distances between users, but doing a worse job at detecting iPhones. The Exposure Notification API offered weaker distance calculation, but better device recognition. The UI of the app currently on trial on the Isle of Wight would remain the same, with the backend switching to the new API. The news comes as the BBC reported yesterday that former Apple executive Simon Thompson took over control of the UK's contact tracing project, and follows similar backend switches by Germany, Italy, and Denmark. In a blog post, Facebook's chief privacy officer, Michael Prady, announced the creation of a page where Facebook will share its updates on privacy on the platform. This will include technical looks at privacy challenges and what actions Facebook is taking against actors trying to undermine its privacy policies. Prady also announced an independent third-party assessor will review our practices and report on them to the Privacy Committee and the FTC. Facebook's privacy committee was created as part of its $5 billion settlement with the FTC last year. Zoom will launch an option for AES 256 GCM transport end-to-end encryption on its beta version in July for all users. Previously, Zoom said it would only launch end-to-end encryption for paid users. A toggle switch will be available for call admins to turn the feature on or off. It will have to be off to let phone users join. Free users who want the feature will have to provide additional verification, such as verifying a phone number by text message. Zoom says this is meant to stop mass creation of accounts. Several publishers, including Square Enix, withdrew games from NVIDIA's GeForce Now streaming service soon after its launch, after NVIDIA listed purchases made on Steam as available to play without publisher permission. Now Square Enix has returned 14 PC titles to the service, including entries in the Deus Ex and Tomb Raider franchises. Square Enix told The Verge that this was due to NVIDIA's new opt-in policy, where a company will only list games after getting explicit publisher approval. Several Square Enix titles included in the original GeForce Now launch are still not on the service, including the Batman Arkham series, Final Fantasy XV, and Octopath Traveler. In a regulatory filing, Dish disclosed it will close on the acquisition of Boost Mobile on July 1st. Terms of the deal were not disclosed, but the deal is estimated to be worth about $1.4 billion. As part of its acquisition of Sprint, T-Mobile was required to sell Boost Mobile and provide 7 years of network access to Dish in order to create a fourth national carrier. An apparent price leak of the upcoming Sony PlayStation 5 on Amazon's French website listed the standard model at €499 and the digital edition without a physical drive for €399. This would mean the US price would be roughly $499 and $399 respectively. The page also listed a release date of November 20th, 2020 in France, although it's since been taken down. Google released the Link to Text Fragment extension for Chrome, which lets users create a link to a specific portion of highlighted text by right-clicking on a highlight. Google says the links will work on all Chromium-based browsers from version 80 upward, but noted that Firefox and Safari teams have not confirmed they will support the feature. Earlier this month, Google released the ability to navigate to search results based on highlighted snippets. Ford revealed how its hands-free driving feature will work on the upcoming Mustang Mach-E. To use this Active Drive Assist feature, customers will have to purchase the Active 2.0 Prep Package, which options the vehicle with forward-facing cameras and radar sensors. The Active Drive Assist feature will launch later in 2021 and will require a separate purchase to activate, although no pricing was announced. Until then, Mach-E owners will have access to lane centering, adaptive cruise control, active park assist, and blind spot assist through Ford's existing Co-Pilot 360 driver assistance system. Active Drive Assist will work only on highways mapped by Ford, and the company plans to have 100,000 miles of highway across all 50 U.S. states and Canada available at launch. Ford will also use an infrared camera installed on the steering wheel to ensure drivers are paying attention while Active Drive Assist is in use. Google is rolling out the ability to buy a subscription in an app from the Google Play Store page. So instead of having to install the app and then tap through to buy a subscription, you can do it all at once. You can also resubscribe to services you previously paid for through Google Play. Developers can also offer free trials at install as well, with details about how long the trial lasts and what it will cost when it's over. The feature is launching with a limited number of developers to start. Google will also email you when a free trial is ending and pop up a reminder if you uninstall an app that has an ongoing subscription you may want to cancel. Amazon announced its AWS Shield service mitigated a DDoS attack that generated 2.3 terabits per second of traffic in mid-February, making it the largest attack it's seen. The previous record was a 1.7 terabit per second attack in March 2018. Amazon didn't disclose the target, but said it was carried out by using compromised connectionless lightweight directory access protocol web servers, which are usually used to connect, search, and modify internet shared directories. And finally, Amazon announced it will stream 4 Premier League matches on Twitch, as well as making them available for free on Prime Video. The first match will be Crystal Palace versus Burnley on June 29th, and Amazon worked with EA Sports to provide the option of watching the matches with synthetic crowd noises using EA's Stadium Atmosphere tech. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.